Time for Film Room Friday, and let's take a look back at the Indianapolis Colts game. And there was one play that started the game out that I thought was going to be a tempo setter. Didn't turn out to be, but I love the block by Will Toufaux. Let's take a look. Look at Will Toufaux, the fullback on this block. Eric Walden, maybe the most physical defender that the Colts have, and he gets low and continues to drive him. And folks, that is what I call a pancake or a dead roach. Nice block by Will Toufaux, but it didn't set the tempo. Gus Bradley always talks about it in his press conference, A-Rob and D-Rob. What do they mean? A-Rob is Allen Robinson, the wide receiver from Penn State, the second-round pick. D-Rob is Denard Robinson. Let's take a look at some film of those two guys, and we'll start with D-Rob. But first, let's watch this block by rookie center Luke Bowanko. Josh McNary, the linebacker for the Colts, walks into the A-gap, presenting a challenging block for Luke Bowanko, one of the hardest blocks a center will have to make. And look at the job that he does. Walls him off and almost throws him down to the ground, allowing D-Rob, the running back, Denard Robinson, a clear running lane. Boy, does he look explosive and stronger. This guy is coming around. Now we'll get to A-Rob in just a second, but I want you to focus in on this block by Allen Hurns, the slot wide receiver on, again, the most physical linebacker the Colts have, or physical defensive player, Eric Walden. Gets him in the ribs, and look at Walden's reaction. I think he lost his breath. But we continue on to the play, the run by D-Rob. Look downfield and look at A-Rob getting the block on the defensive back, allowing D-Rob some room to run. You got to love it when A-Rob and D-Rob are working together to have positive plays. There was a moment at the end of that game I had a flashback, and it took me back to November of 1994 when Blake Bortles did the fake clock play, the touchdown to Cecil Shorts. Well, I was actually a part of the very first fake clock play.
He's looking. He throws.
The fake spike proved that Marino was most lethal as soon as a defense dropped its guard.
And here's the fake clock play by Blake Bortles. Now, Cecil Shorts is supposed to be running a fade route, but he actually adjusts because of the outside position of the cornerback and runs a little inside slant route. And the reason that this works because of the fake clock play, look at the safety. He's just standing around. He's supposed to be the inside-out defender. I love this play. I just wish that it had a little bit more meaning in a meaningful game. Defensively, the Jaguars have to clean up the coverage so that guys aren't running free. This is a third and eight. The very first third down the Colts had on offense, focus in on the tight end, Kobe Fleener. Winston guy is creeping down to the line of scrimmage. He needs to have his eyes on Kobe Fleener and widen in that three under, three deep zone coverage so that he can make the tackle short of the first down. The awareness has to improve. The open wide receivers have to stop. There has to be improvement out of the defense this week against San Diego because Phillip Rivers doesn't mess around about finding open wide receivers. Here's another instance of Kobe Fleener running wide open. A lot of people say, well, when the tight end's running open, it's got to be the safety or the linebacker. Well, in this instance, it's actually a combination of a linebacker, Leroy Reynolds. He has to get depth underneath of Kobe Fleener. And then also the corner, Dwayne Grotz, has to come off and help over the top. Fortunately, Kobe Fleener drops the ball. But you know what? For the Jaguars' defense, you've got to expect more. They don't play an overly complicated defense. They need to clean up the responsibilities within that simplified defense to have success.